And hopefully our conversation will live up to the hype.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me at another week, the seventh episode of Freedom of Truth podcast. I'm right now, before we actually took to the camera, me and my niece, Tiffany, were behind the scenes just going at it, talking about all the things that I most love. This is the conversations that I love to have. All the conversations that I do have on Freedom and Truth, of course, is definitely inspirational. It touches my heart and my soul, but I've never really glorified and talked about the one who makes everything possible for me and everybody else, whether you want to believe it or not. So I want to open up with a little short prayer, which I've actually never actually did, not even on Instagram. But I feel that this atmosphere and this certain situation and opening calls for a nice little short prayer. So I'm going to touch and agree. And before we start off, guys, because everything is just real and raw, this is what I would do if we were, well, we are, we're in my home, actually.
Yeah.
And Tiffany is doing something amazing. Her and her brother, which is her partner, yeah. Stephen, they're doing something amazing for the kingdom of God. And I just want to bless it before we start this interview. So, Father God, I want to thank you for having Tiffany and her brother arrive safe here at my home to do my Freedom of Truth podcast. I am honored, Father, to have one of your soldiers in the kingdom of God come here to bless my platform, Father, because I know what you're doing for them, Father, is beyond what I can imagine, Father. You say that when two or more are in touching, that we are in agree and you are in the midst, Father. So I ask you, Father, that as me and Tiffany go into this interview, that their message, Father, comes across loud and clear, that people do understand and see that, yes, that you are unique, mm-hmm. and that you are uniquely made for God, and that you have a certain passion and a certain just you that God has made you to be. And I just pray, Father, that the message and that Tiffany and her brother is doing, that it resonates with everyone's spirit and their soul, Father, because at the end of the day, all we have is ourselves and you, the Holy Spirit, Father. And with their message, I'm praying, Father, that awakens that in every single person that watches and listens to the sound of Tiffany's voice. In Jesus' name I've prayed, amen.
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 That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. And guys, just so you know, I used to be very afraid to pray.
Really?
Yes, I used to be very afraid to pray, Tiffany, because when you're abandoned as a child, you know, your mom leaves you. You know, that's supposed to be your first love. You feel worthless. You don't feel worthy of doing anything. So it created an insecurity in me that, you know, I just thought I was worthless. So who wants to hear me pray? And for one, what do I have to say? Because I used to really feel like mm-hmm. I was stupid. So because of, you know, these are all the things that happens when a mother abandons their child. You know, you start looking at yourself like, what did I do? So I must not be worthy of anything. Yeah. So look at God. Now here I am praying on my own show in front of thousands of people. And even speaking and having the courage to just speak and not feel like I'm stupid and feel like I'm worthy for someone to listen. And that's huge, and that's just the beginning of what God's doing in my life. But again, guys, I just had to share that because that was so important. But today we are here for Tiffany. And how she's my niece is because her soon-to-be husband, fiancé now, is my nephew. And I've known, I mean, his mother and my mother are sisters. Not biological, but by love and history and loyalty, and I mean, that's my girl. And one of the realest friends that I have, and even though we don't get a chance to see each other every time, that's what real friendship is about, because she's always that one that's there and understands. So
yeah,
Tiffany is soon to get married to him, and I always had a liking to you, Tiffany. Tiffany's spirit is just so, it's seriously though, it's something about you that just shines. And I met Tiffany, how long ago, Tiffany?
6 years ago.
6 years ago, and I was no way thinking about doing this at that time. Didn't even have the passion or the courage, but I just always wanted to do something with Tiffany. And it's so funny, because I feel like that's the Holy Spirit, because that doesn't even make any sense. And anything that has something to do with God, it never makes sense. No. But I just knew that you was going to play a part in something. And to be honest with you, at that time, I didn't look too deep into it, but I just thought it was a dumb idea, because I was like, oh yeah, I am going to do something with her. She's with James, and I'm going to probably be seeing her throughout the years.
Yeah.
Not knowing that we were going to be here, and who knows what God is getting ready to do.
But this might just be the beginning.
This is just the beginning. You know what? I believe that, Tiffany. I believe that It is the beginning of something amazing. So, for you guys that don't know, everyone, if you missed it, this is your first episode, because a lot of times people will go on a podcast and they're just, you know, probably just pop up and might just...
For one episode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And hear yours. Everyone that I have on my show, I have to feel their spirit and know that their soul is just good. They're just good, because I can't really relate and sit with someone that
is blocked off.
Is this blocked? Yeah, like no judgment. I love all people, but when your soul ain't right, I just can't get with them. I just can't. Yeah. And that's my choice. You know what I'm saying? I try, but I just can't.
That's her freedom.
That's my freedom to choose for the day. So, without further ado, guys, I'm going to introduce you to the beautiful and talented, and I can't wait. Actually, I haven't asked her a lot of questions, because I wanted to be very authentic, and I feel like Tiffany has a lot here. So I don't even know where we're going to start. I guess we'll start. But without further ado, guys, I'm sorry. Tiffany, and I want to mess the last name up.
Zondrak.
Zondrak.
Soon to be Huff.
Zondrak, soon to be Huff, is in the building. Yeah. Freedom of Truth. Yay.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy. This has definitely been a long time coming, Tiffany.
2 years in the making.
2 years in the making. Tiffany's been hanging in there with me. Before the Drink Champ situation, this is just God ordained, because I just wanted to do this on my own, and Drink Champ came in, and you know, they're my silent partners, because they believe that my brand stands alone.
Speaks for itself.
Yep, yeah. Speaks for itself, and they're just my marketing, and Audioboom, just to not forget about Audioboom, which is actually the marketing, you know, distribution, but
yeah.
You know, Drink Champ is definitely playing a big part. Yep, it keeps it together for me. So, and then they came along, and Tiffany was one of the first people that I said, you know, I gotta make sure I let her know that I need to.
And you did.
And I did, like,
kept up with it every month.
Yeah, exactly, like, Tiffany, don't forget, because I know that, you know, I'm always doing so much stuff, but, and I don't want people, you know, some people, thank God that she's not one that, you know, she understands that, you know, that things are crazy.
Yeah.
And life happens. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm forgetting about someone. It's just that, you know, I'm getting around to it, because it's 1,000 other things going on.
Yeah, but it's easy to be, like, offended by other people. But you have to realize, like, take yourself out. There's other things that are going on with them. And once you kind of get that larger view, I guess you sit back with it and you're like, oh, okay, they have things going on just like me.
Mm-hmm.
She's not doing it intentionally. She's not trying to throw me to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew your spirit wouldn't have done that anyway, so.
Tiffany, where do we start? Because I feel like we have a lot here. What was it like growing up? How many siblings do you have?
So I have five. I'm the youngest.
Oh, the youngest.
My mom has five kids. Yeah.
Oh wow.
See, I'm the youngest out of them, and we have my mom had a previous marriage with my older brother and two sisters, and then my dad, which is my sister and me.
Oh,
but okay. My dad adopted my three older siblings, so
their
dad.
Yeah,
I would never look at them as half siblings, like they're my blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Fullest. But growing up, it was hectic. It was like any big family, all of us in each other's faces, always fighting but laughing. Like, I would have it no other way.
Yeah.
I don't want a small family, and James doesn't either. He wants a lot of kids, so
yeah.
We both are similar in that way, that we love having people around us. And I think also that's what made me who I am now, which I am always drawn to people,
mm-hmm.
and people are drawn to me, and I like meeting new people. I like learning more about them, learning more about like how they got to where they are. Just hearing people talk to me, it happens all the time. Even if I go to the grocery store, someone will stop me and tell me a tragic story about themselves and start crying, and I'm there talking with them through it. And sometimes I'll just be like, God, why? I'm exhausted. You have so many people coming through to me on a daily basis, and sometimes when people ask me, well, what did they tell you about her? How did you respond? And I'll sit there and I'll say, I don't remember. Because I do feel like sometimes God speaks through me to them, and mm-hmm. I was just the outlet, I was the vessel that he used to speak to them. But I started, instead of looking at it as a bad thing, I started realizing I need to embrace this. This is a really good thing.
Yeah,
this makes me significant. This actually gives me a purpose. I'm happy to take on this role. Like, okay, God, who else do you want me to meet? Who else do you want me to talk to for you, or actually touch them and, I don't know, build a relationship or bond with them? So
you were like that as a child too, or you just...
Yeah, I was a weird kid.
Really?
I was very outgoing, so I loved talking to people. My mom would bring me anywhere, and I would just, oh.
No, you know what, though? That's actually a gift, though, when you think about it. Like, you say, what I've learned is, like, what is really weird? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is really weird? Like, weird is
compared
when you don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because just because we don't understand that you do things differently than someone else doesn't make you weird. And I had to really start realizing that, because I would say, a couple of weird kids. You know what I'm saying? And I used to be that person. I used to be like, yeah, they're weird. Like my oldest, I used to say he's weird. Or like even my youngest, I'll say she's weird. And then they taught me that
They're different.
They're just different.
Yeah, and that's a good
thing. And in an extraordinary way, too.
Yeah.
Like in a real gifted kind of a way. So like you said, like, and that's growth. It's like...
To get to that point, to hear, to actually embrace it and love it about yourself.
Yeah.
Instead of... Oh man, I just want to sleep on this train ride home. I'm exhausted from an 11-hour day. I just want to go home and not speak to anyone.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't close yourself off.
No, exactly. So it sounds like you were really open since day one. And that's different for a child, because I know for me, would you say you're an extrovert or introvert?
Definitely an extrovert.
Extrovert?
Yeah.
What's that? What's the both of it, Xavier?
Ambivert.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so I had to do that kind of research because, and tell me if you can relate, I started realizing that, at first I thought I was an extrovert because I was a lot like you are, as a kid, just always happy, no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
Never letting it take a toll on me. But what I noticed is, and same thing, everyone's always sharing with me. No matter, and I'm just like, why do you want to share this?
like, why?
Yeah.
Who am I that's so special? Like,
exactly. But then I started noticing that I would be very drained mentally and emotionally. And almost to a point where I felt like I was depressed. And then I had to figure out, wait, I'm not depressed. I'm really drained.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, what is that? So I started doing research. And I started discussing it with my son. And he said, well, because he's an introvert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he said that he has to go recharge after everyone. And I used to think that he was old, like, it's like he's really being extra right now. Like, you mean recharge?
Yeah.
And no, he said, Ma, I literally, like, if I'm in certain settings, like with crowded people or just someone that's just really talking to me for a long time, They drain me to where I have to go somewhere really quiet and recharge.
It's biblical, though. Like, think about it. Like, all the disciples and even Jesus, he was out there setting out miracles and praying over people. But then he needed that time to pray on the mountain by himself. And he needed it for hours to where the disciples were even falling asleep because they couldn't pray that long. So it's like sometimes you do need that time with God. Let him recharge you. So I guess, yeah, then I would be both because I do need that. Yes.
So yeah, because
I don't think anyone could be on all the time, extrovert, because it's draining.
And I'm emotional. I can cry easily. I wasn't always like that, but I'm very in touch with my emotions. Maybe too much, but I like that about myself. I like that I can cry and I can feel the way a woman should. So when someone tells me something, I will start tearing. I will cry with them as if I'm living what they just went through. So that's why we can get drained really easily. But
yeah, because you get, well, and another thing is you have a really good spirit. So what I've noticed is, no, and you know what? No, and it's, that's real because, like, I'm looking, like, you, I relate a lot to you. Like, as a young woman, and I can only imagine how you're going to be when you get my age. I'm not like I'm really old.
No, you're
like,
not.
You know, yeah, I'm like,
a couple years from now.
Yeah, exactly. But like, what I started realizing, and this is the, you know, you could think about it too, even after our interview, is that you're pouring into people. Your spirit, when people are standing there, I really truly believe that there's a spiritual realm that we cannot see.
Yes, there is.
And when you're standing there, talking to broken people, that your light that I even saw is they're literally taking it from you and they're pouring it into, and you're pouring it into them, they're taking it in, they're being filled, and then when they walk away, they're like, man, that conversation I just had with Tiffany was so amazing. You're like, I love talking to her. Meanwhile, you feel good, but you're like, sucked up like a date. You're like, oh, let me go back and get recharged. Like, and
that's actually true.
Yeah, because that's what happens to me. So it's like, and I never understood it. And I used to get upset sometimes. Like, sometimes, like, oh, I've had enough today. Right?
But like, then, you almost resent it when it first started happening. Like, even with my friends or coworkers, I'm always the point that they go to. Like, Tiffany, I need to talk to you about this. Or I'll get calls in the middle of the night. Even friends or James's friends, girlfriends calling me at 3 a.m. and I'm like, I only met her twice, you know, and she wants to talk to me about something very personal, very intimate. I'm like, okay.
She feels comfortable, I'm telling
you. Yeah, but if they feel comfortable, then okay, God, I'll be comfortable enough to allow them to just say what they want, listen.
But it's true. That's beautiful. That's so, I'm telling you, that's why it's so funny because now here it is. In my prayer, I said, I said something. But you said, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so this is what happens.
It happens.
I said something in my prayer that I had no idea, and you just basically said it.
So I, like, reconfirmed what you said.
Like, you just, it's just such a blessing that you're opening up. Like, I hate when I lose my train of thought, guys. This is so heavy. That's why this is, it's just so much here. And I'm actually praying while I'm talking to you because
I do the same thing.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that what you, like, oh, that's what I said. I said, I thank you, God, for bringing your warriors for your kingdom here. Yeah. Because you are, I know I'm a warrior, and I know that you are too.
Yeah.
Because we, no matter what's going on, we're selfless. And that is a very rare breed, I'm telling you. And I've learned this through the most hardest, hurtful times in my life, that I was a selfless person.
Yeah. You know, I used to hate it, to be honest, in the beginning. When even in relationships that you have, and you just think, okay, but they're not willing to do that for me, or why am I so willing to just forgive them and take the hurt that they gave me, or take how they treat me, and okay, God told me to forgive, right? So that's what we're supposed to do. But then as I started studying the Bible more and like listening to other sermons and pastors for teaching, they would say, yes, you're supposed to forgive, but not foolishly. God never made us to be foolish. You can forgive them, but there is also a standard that you have to require for yourself. Mm-hmm. So I have to require people also to treat me a certain way. And sometimes it's hard because, you know, they'll get offended by it, or they'll be like, but you always used to forgive me. Like, what's different now? And it's like, well, now I'm actually loving myself the way God told me to love myself. And I'm supposed to respect myself. I could still forgive you, but if you're not willing to fix or mend it, then how are we supposed to go forward? You know, I just gotta let you go. Until I realized it was more of a blessing than a curse. And it was more so how God was gonna use that for me. Because if I am selfless, then I'm doing things for Him. So He's the only person that I need to be rewarded by, or to get that affirmation, you know? Because sometimes you too, you look for it in other people. You look for it in even your parents or friends or loved ones, like someone that you're actually dating. But it's wrong, because God's supposed to be your first love. Mm-hmm. And that's what I didn't really understand until Kirk Franklin's song, First Love.
Oh, I never heard
that. It's called First Love. That song, I used to always love Kirk Franklin, because it's kind of like you gradually move from gospel. I started listening to gospel music because I really loved it. Because I really didn't like hymnal songs. It just didn't speak to my spirit. But then I started moving towards, you know, contemporary music or worship songs. And now I'm like at Lecrae and Aha, Gazelle, like all these other rappers and urban artists that aren't even well known. But they're doing amazing things.
I gotta get those names.
They're really, really great. I listened to a bunch of them. Thank God for Spotify. Because I was hungry and yearning to listen to other word that wasn't just teachings, because I love music. And also because I came from a dancer background, I need the rhythm to kind of speak to me.
Yes, shout out to Hillsong.
Hillsong too.
Love that church.
United, Untitled Song. That song makes me cry at the... Untitled Song or Desert Song.
So you know...
You
know that's what they sing.
Yes.
In Hillsong Church.
That's why I'm like, I'll be bawling if we go together.
Oh my gosh. And with the spirit moving with this, because the things that they say, and I'm trying to articulate when people ask me, why do I like Hillsong so much? I don't, like, because...
It's okay that you can't.
Yeah, it's
that's like, I'll take you with me.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And I've done that. Like, I brought a few people with me, and most of them, they fell right into it. So, yeah, we definitely, that's going to be a date, guys, that me and my sister in Christ is going to do.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're more than these. You're like my sister in Christ.
Yes.
Like, you're like my warrior. Like, we're like, we like this.
We gotta understand.
Because I'm telling you, like, you don't, like, I love my people, but... You're a special human being. Seriously.
Thank you.
Yeah. And only real recognize real.
Yes.
And I feel like we're in a time right now where
we need it the most.
The world is calling for people like me and you.
Yes.
And it's just this.
And more of us, which is why we're here to find more of us.
Exactly. Because I feel like we all can be like this.
Yes.
But we're so lost. We're chasing the wrong things. And for you, and that's one of the things, guys, that really struck me about Tiffany, is that just stood out, is because you're young, and to be so young, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't where you are. At your age, I wasn't there. I was lost. I always knew there was a God, but it was through my trials and my tribulations that really made me who I am, you know, now. But at how old are you? I didn't even ask you.
26.
At 26, yeah. I was lost, but I was always a good person.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what...
That was enough. Like the silver lining.
Exactly. Yeah. Where here you are, 26 years old.
But you'll be surprised. You don't get that reaction from people. At least I don't get that reaction from people. There are some friends even that I've lost, because when you get so hungry for God, you can't stop it. You just keep going, and you want to learn more, and you want to go deeper. But there are some people where it's like, you know, why? Or, oh, you don't want to smoke with us anymore? Or, oh, you don't want to drink with us? You don't want to do that? And it's like, okay, that was fun for the time being, but I've realized when all of that dissipates, where are we? We're lonely. We're unhappy. unhappy, there are reasons why I could never deny saying God is in my life or there is a God for a fact. And it's because of trials that I've been through or him having miracles shown to me with my father. My father had MS when I was growing up, and everyone kept telling me, oh, his body's gonna deteriorate. It's where your nerves start to deteriorate. Yes. So like you become a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, for my whole family was when we really came together. That was the first time I actually spoke in the spirit. I spoke in tongues.
Really?
Yeah, at a young age. And I didn't understand what it was. It was just like a warm feeling of the spirit coming over me. And I started praying over my dad, and we all were praying together. And I used to have to see him shoot up his thigh every night. And it was tough, money-wise, you know? We're middle class. We don't make as much as most people, but it's okay. But it was. It was a lot, especially for a young person in general to go through, and with her family, seeing my mother go through it. So when we went to another doctor maybe a year or two later, and they said, we can't find any trace of MS in your father's body. You could not tell me, oh, it was a second opinion. No, that was God. We prayed for it. We asked for it. God gave us the authority, and that's exactly why he's healed. So when anyone tries to tell me, oh, like, you know, you think God is real, or why are you doing things this way? Because he gave me a manual, and so far so good. I'm not going to stray away from it because, you know, no offense to how you're living your life, but he's brought me so many miracles. I'm not going to just let those go. I'm not going to just say, okay, those were in vain, God, but now I'm going to do it my way. No, I'm doing it your way, and you've been bringing me out of a lot of trials, a lot of struggles. So all I could do is just keep following him and asking for more miracles. It's hard. I'm sure even with your backstory, I know you've been through so much. It's like, I can't deny God now. Yeah. Absolutely not.
That's why I just got so emotional for the listeners that just can't see the visual yet. That's you very well said. I can't. So many people has kind of came against me and just don't understand. You know, they want to make me feel like, and it's bad enough that I have an insecurity of feeling. You know, well, I've struggled with that insecurity of feeling worthless. So the enemy just knows how to get you. You know, so when I'm really on this gung-ho journey to finding God, and no matter what, you know, and he sends these little people that makes me feel like I'm crazy for doing that. Mm-hmm. I have to always hold on to what he's done for me. And that alone, regardless of what, as a human being, I can't turn back.
It keeps you bold.
It keeps me so bold. It's like, y'all don't get it. But like, in somewhere in the Bible, he said that I can only speak to the living. The living is the one who praises me. I can't talk to the dead.
Yes.
And I interpret that as people dead in their spirit. People that just don't, they can't understand or even feel the vibrations of God through you because they're so dead. But the ones that are alive, like me and you, that know.
They feel it. Yeah.
It's like there's
nobody
denying. Nobody can
tell it different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could. You know what? You know what I do now when I hear. When I see doubt, because I have that I'm looking for the words. I'm sorry, guys. I'm
like
just
intuition?
So, yeah, that intuition. I feel I have that intuition in me where I know what people's spirits is. I can say a few things, and I feel so sorry for them when they did, because I know that they're lost, and not in a pity like I'm judging them. It's
I want you to feel what I feel.
What I feel.
When we're talking about like the special ingredient, like people will tell me, why are things going so good for you? You have such good luck. And I was like, no, I don't have good luck. I have God. Like, it's like asking me, okay, we both have a cup of coffee and yours is really bland. And I'm telling you, I put sugar in mine. But you're trying all these different spices and I'm telling you, it's sugar.
It's sugar.
You'll taste just like mine if you have some sugar. And people
that's
just,
simple.
They won't.
And
they think
it's
no,
like it's so cliche.
Let me find it out myself. Yeah.
Oh, it's that simple. Just follow God. Just get to know him. Have a relationship. Not a one-night stand with him when you need something or you want something.
Like temporary
every day, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why he says your first love, because you have to treat the relationship like with God like it's your first love before anything.
You're obsessed with it.
Exactly.
You're obsessed. You just want to develop more. You want to learn more. I wasn't like that even a couple years ago. And it's like things that happen in my life is what made me like, okay, I really, really have to learn more about God because I'm starting to feel the old me coming back. Mm. I'm starting to feel a little bit lonely or just empty. Mm. I like feeling full.
Yes.
You know, like in the spirit full, not actually.
I know what you mean, girl. You talking like to your sister right now. When I tell you, because I could go as you can see, because this is like, I'm listening, but this is so beautiful. And this is why I needed for you to be on this podcast and to have this you to be the seventh episode, which is completion, like me and her talked about, and God. And then there's a whole bunch of different business things that's going on in Tiffany's life where they said that 777 just keep popping up. When I tell you, what you are about to do for the kingdom of God is just going to be, and I get it, because it's like when God literally
anoints
you and he trained you up to be the woman, the young woman that you are right now, it's like you, it don't matter. Nothing else is more important than you doing what you have to do for God.
Yes.
Because everything else is going to follow. Everything. He's going to handle your finances. He's going to handle your health. He's going to handle your mental.
Yes.
Like it's, and this is what I tell people. And this is what I'm trying to convey, guys. So that's why this is why I wanted Tiffany on the show, because this is what Freedom of Truth is about. This is what's going to give everyone freedom.
That chance.
That chance to live this amazing life
that biblically God wants us to live.
It's just having a relationship with him, following him, trusting him. Not of the world, not things of the world. They come and go. Guys,
it's a fallen world.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, that's why even in the beginning when I started my mobile app, Beautifully Made, that was during a time where in college I was going for my dance degree. Some people in my life, they weren't as supportive because, you know, what can you really do in the dance industry? Mm-hmm. Besides, there's certain pathways that I wasn't willing to go. But for some reason, at the time, that was my way to release, even to just praise him. That was my way of dancing. That was my way of moving without having to speak or say anything. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so I'm just really overwhelmed right now, guys. And I know if you've been following the journey from episode one, from first podcast to this one, this is just in my alley. This is why Freedom and Truth was built, because of an overwhelming feeling of having to do something, because I was just so grateful for what God has done in my life, because I know that I'm supposed to be in a mental hospital. I know that I was supposed to, if I hadn't believed and trusted in something that was supernatural, I would have lost my home. You know what I mean? Like, but
you need
that's a whole other story. Yeah,
yeah.
That everything that I have today is because of God. And I tried to convey that to people, and just having someone here that it's confirmation, like, because as you, we're living in a fleshly body, and we know, you know, it's so important. Like she's like Tiffany was just talking about how you to walk this walk with God, you have to constantly feed yourself, because we are living in a fleshly body that does. If we're not eating that spiritual food constantly, we could fall back into our own self.
Yeah.
Yep. And that feeling, once we're full, because I am overflowing with joy and fullness in my spirit right now, sitting with her. I think we're bouncing off of each other in the spiritual realm.
Yeah.
And if we don't do that, I mean, when we do that, when we're malnourished, it's worse than when we started.
Because we know what it felt like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So to be full and to feel this full feeling, guys, I want everybody to feel this. I want, and you can.
Yes.
The most broken person can feel this feeling. You know how I know? Because I was broken to the core. And now I am overflowing with happiness and joy that only the peace
provide. Yes.
That surpasses all human understanding that only God could give. And that's what me and Tiffany has arrived in our life to, and now we want to go out there. And sometimes I know, as you, as an entrepreneur, going into this and just having this fullness, I know that it can be frustrating at times, because what's inside of you, sometimes you can't really get
it. Convey it, yeah.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
So.
It's true.
How do you deal with that? Like,
it's difficult because you also have to accept when certain ventures that you think are going to be the all end, you have to accept when they were only a first step. So I had to accept when my app was just a first step. It wasn't where I thought it was going to be. I thought that was going to be my main focus. That was going to be where God was really going to use me to reach out to other people. But there was a flaw in it, which is why it brought me to where I am now, which is almost a year and a half, 2 years later.
What?
But things like that happen.
I can't believe that much time has went by.
Yes. Beautifully Made started because I was really not confident in myself, not confident in my looks, not confident in the person I was. And I'm not going to blame it solely on the dance industry, but when I was in it, I realized how much they made you really criticize and pick at yourself. And I was just like, what am I doing? Because I wasn't raised this way. My mom, I never heard my mom talk about how she looked. My mom always knew she was beautiful. And that was it. You know, she never was in front of the mirror talking about, oh man, I need to get my hair done, anything like that. So being just thrown into this industry and program where they're telling you, you're too fat, or, you know, and someone my size, and I'm like, I don't think I'm fat. But you don't fit what these ballet dancers have or what this person has that you don't. So when I started Beautifully Made, I was like, okay, I need it more than just for women. I need it for men too, because there were men in my life close to me that were opening up about how much they didn't love themselves, and they used different outlets to release it. But when you release it, like, what are you actually filling it back up with? That's what I was finding. Like, okay, I was dancing, I was releasing it, but then whatever I release, now I'm empty. What am I refilling myself with? So that's when I started writing Beautifully Made, which I did all the content myself. It was ways for me to get off my chest and really start studying the Bible and verses and scriptures that I knew would encourage me. And when I started realizing other people around me, close to me, were feeling the same way, I'm like, okay, I need it more than just for myself. I need to give it so other people can actually feel supported and know you need to see God. Like, you need to see yourself the way God sees you. And He loves you more than you could even imagine. So once you know how much you're loved, you start to realize, like, I can love myself. I am a little bit more confident. Like, someone loves me for a reason. I have purpose. I have something good. So then that happened. I started doing the app. And then I guess time went by, and I felt kind of at a standstill. I feel like, okay, God, there's more that I'm supposed to do. I'm doing things more in my day-to-day life, but it's not really coming back to my app. So what is the disconnect? Like, what am I missing? So my brother, I think, 2 months ago, he came up to me saying, you know, I see everything you're doing. I also have an art brand that I do because I love to paint. That was another way for me to have another outlet. And I was in a few galleries here and there, but I also realized I'm not fulfilling something great. I guess it's a way for myself to have happiness, but I need something more. Like, I'm hungrier. So when he approached me and said, okay, he has his own businesses, and he said, you know, I have this amount of money, I want to do something with you if you want to.
What a blessing.
And that was just like, the prayer that I've been praying to God, that was my answer. And it was beautiful because it's my brother. It's someone I trust. You know, he's the oldest. I'm the youngest. It's like, to have us collaborate is a really big deal. So he came to me with an idea saying, I want you to be able to use your creative talents for something great. And I said, okay, but before we start, I want to know that whatever we do, it's going to glorify God. Because I don't think we'll be successful, and I don't think we'll be happy if we pursue a passion that isn't glorifying Him. So once we both said, okay, this is our goal, this is our focus, it just started like spit firing after that.
Wow.
Like, I said, okay, I wanted to be an apparel company. All right, great. That was the first one. A couple weeks later, we were saying, okay, but there's something big out in the world right now that we both are realizing is an issue. Mm-hmm. How are we going to be the people to help it? So we started to conceptualize this idea of using what we're seeing as far as big topics like bullying, sex trafficking, you know, self-love, mm-hmm. things of that sort, low confidence, and we realized how can we reach out to these organizations and kind of spread their message and their cause. But, you know, in order to have a business, God also did say it's biblical. He wants us to prosper in this life. We're meant to have wealth. We're not meant to be poor. So whatever we do, it's still going to be for profit, but it's what we do with our profit that actually makes a difference. Mm. So we want to use what we get from the apparel that we make and the messages that we put on there for nonprofit organizations that we partner up with. And that's going to be where we'll be able to spread their message and have people actually use it for good. So
this is so deep to me, right? So this is so deep. This is deep. Like, I can't, I'm not, okay, so I've never been a crier, to be honest with you. My kids know, like, now, ever since I've been getting in tune with God, like, the more the closer relationship is, it's like, I can't help it. Like,
just pours out of you.
It just pours out of me. I can't even help it. I'm trying to keep it in, but I'm starting a foundation recently called Freedom and Truth.
Wow.
And I've partnered up. I gotta go to Belize. It's sending us to Belize. I'm crying, God. I can't even help this. This is nothing. It's just tears of joy.
That's beautiful. Yes.
This is it's very at the beginning step, but I met this amazing person. They reached out to me. They want me to go to Belize and speak to everything what you just talked about, women that's doesn't know their worth, they're struggling with it. They had a lot of children out of incest, there's a lot of craziness going on all there. That's just like so much, but they've lost their faith. And them watching me from Belize, they travel all over, they're into real estate, they do everything. They have the nose to go when you go to Belize. And I'll send you the links after. But they want me to come out and speak to these women because they said my faith was like no other they've ever seen, and they've been watching my journey. So come to find out, when I was sitting with the woman, she specializes in getting grants for foundations, and no small grants. And this is what she does and has been doing.
Her expertise. Wow.
And I actually have some property that I want to build a building, and I want to do
over there.
Well, actually here in Yonkers, actually. So I want to, that's all in the making, guys. Actually, never said that over camera, but a lot of stuff is in the making. But I just had to share this moment because us coming together is definitely not the ending. It's definitely the beginning of something that is getting ready to go somewhere crazy. And I'm that person. I can already see that you and your brother are definitely amazing souls. Like, I can just tell. And I'm like, what you see is what you get. I'm a person that you can trust. I can tell that you guys are, what you see is what you get. Because when you have to answer to a higher power, you already know at the end of the day, people have stabbed me. I mean, I could go on. Yeah. And I'll never let no one change who I am and who God made me to be. Like, I continue to help people no matter what.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that to say that I had to just share that this is definitely something. And guys, you heard it first for the seventh episode of Freedom of Truth. Yo, we are getting ready to do some big things. Like, I'm dying to know like all the stuff that you guys are getting ready to put together, the apparel, like that, you know, you guys could, I don't even care, we'll pay, but that's what the grants are for, I guess. Yeah. Like, because I'm just learning this. I'm so new at all this stuff, but when it comes to grants and how that works, but I definitely want to use your apparel. Because it's one thing when people are just doing stuff to just make money, and that's fine, but when they're really doing it because
there's a greater purpose
behind it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm doing this.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Because anyone could, if they wanted to, build a successful business.
Yeah.
I mean, like we said before, God can make the unqualified qualified. So we don't have to have these big degrees.
So we just kind of, so much there. But Tiffany, y'all about to see Tiffany everywhere with me. Like, we about to be doing some stuff, like, yes. Like for the kingdom of God. Like, this is just amazing. And it's just amazing. But anything, because I just feel like this is just part one, first of all, because when it's something that's just so much there, it's just hard to
wrap around it.
Yeah, right? It's hard to wrap around it. So this is part one, guys. We're not ending, but one thing I just want to plug in real quick is, if anything that me and Tiffany sat here and talked about, well, mainly Tiffany, because you know, this is something that's just, I'm looking, brewing that,
yes,
is getting ready to just really take off. If you guys have any questions for Tiffany, or I feel like you sat here and you inspired me. Like, you just taught me so much. There's so much that you just came out of your mouth that made me really think. And besides you doing the apparel, I just really feel in my spirit that you're going to be really talking to a lot of young women and men. Like, something, God is taking you, like, this is the beginning of that.
The start of it.
The start of it, but it's, but because,
I'm
mean.
I'm ready to be used.
Yeah, exactly.
It's true.
And so when I was talking about Belize, I just see you maybe coming out one time and even, like, just speaking there. I just feel like, you know, with your apparel and just inspiring women and talking about your app, but, like, I feel like you just gave me and a whole bunch of other listeners the guidelines to when you're not sure in being an entrepreneur and you think that it's this, but it's because you just taught me something. Because a lot of times as an entrepreneur, when we're like doing, you know, we're just going and we're trying to make it happen, a lot of times we don't really, like, when stuff is not adding up, sometimes we just keep going.
Yeah.
But you were smart
it's
enough to
shift it.
Yeah. So guys, like, listen to that. That was some huge advice for me. Like, to really have to sit back and stop pushing something that's not supposed to be pushed.
That's kind of the hardest thing also about trusting God. It's hard and easy both at the same time, but it's hard because you're not gonna see what he sees. He's already laid things out for us, but we're just getting to the midst of it, little by little. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have to tell myself, okay, don't get frustrated. Things are developing, but that's the way it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you just keep standing on his word. You give your devotions, you know, to him. You make that time for him, and that's honestly when I hear him speaking to me or guiding me. And that's also why, as far as a business partner, I needed someone that I could trust and love, and that I knew spiritually could be accountable for me as well. Because when you're going into something as big as a commitment as a business with someone, that's more than just breaking bread. You have to make sure that they align with your beliefs, your values, and where you see yourself going. Mm-hmm. And if we both have that union of knowing, at least it's to glorify God, even if we make mistakes, I'm okay with it. Because the end all is that we're helping other people, which is why we made God made you, because we wanted to inspire others to see themselves how God sees them, which is perfectly flawed. It's okay if we have little imperfections about us. That's what makes us us. God didn't make an assembly line of robots for us all to look exactly the same. Like, we're different, but we're both so beautiful differently, you know?
Yes.
And that's why you and I can come together and make something even more extraordinary.
You heard that, guys? That was powerful. She just dropped one on me just now. God made you. That is the name of her apparel
company.
Your company?
Apparel company.
Her apparel company. And how profound is that? God made you. She just broke that down so crazy that I hope you wrote that down somewhere.
I will.
Yo, that just sums it up though. Like, God made you. Because I was going to ask you, you know, what's the definition behind God made you? So you just defined it so perfectly. Amazing. And when you said beautifully made, even though I know you said that you canceled it, you no longer have that app.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's because it's still kind of piggybacking off of that, you know?
I believe that.
Like beautifully made, God made. I did want something where men felt a connection and something relatable to it, which is why I'm happy it's my brother and I. Yeah. Because, you know, some men may not feel comfortable opening up or feeling that they can relate to me as well as women can. Mm-hmm. So I want there to be it for both.
Yes.
And that's why also with these organizations, they have millions of causes that people haven't even heard of because they just don't have that platform. Okay. So what better than using a company or an apparel company to just help, you
bring
know,
that to
bring
life.
That platform.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And that's what you guys are doing. You guys
God willing,
are,
yes.
God willing. You know, it's gonna, man, I'm telling you, it's gonna take off. And I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to use my platform.
Yes.
And
it
you
was
know,
a blessing,
introducing
yes.
your platform. And trust me, I'm gonna be I'm gonna be promoting the hell out of it. I can say that. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
But I am too, because this is with substance. Like, this is what it's about. Like we can't do nothing if we're not right with ourselves. And just that God made you.
It's powerful.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Because He made each and
every
one of us individually unique. And I feel like I'm just so tired of everyone idolizing things that is just not.
You really don't see the
idolizing people for their body or how much money they made or who they're dating. Like, really? Like, this is what we're idolizing today? Or what kind of car, what kind of house? I mean, I could go on and on, but like, how about idolizing someone's soul? What they're bringing to the table? What they can do for you? Like, you sitting here filling me up and me sitting here filling you up. This is what it's about, and that's what God is about. Guys, God made us to do that.
Yeah.
So that way we can reach our highest potential in life.
And bring others with us.
And bring everybody with us. And we just get lost in all those distractions from the enemy.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Because life is about...
He rules this realm, you know, in the natural. But God rules the supernatural, which is why sometimes if I don't see things when I want it, I just tell myself, you know what? God's moving things in the supernatural.
That was deep. Wait. That was deep. The enemy rules the natural realm.
He does.
That's facts. And the ones that's caught up in the natural are the ones that's always the lost and broken. But God rules in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
The supernatural is so hard for people to take heed of, to grasp, because they can't see, touch, or feel.
But that's why it's faith, I know.
So that's
where... Faith is difficult, but once you get it started, it's like, you see He gives you those little signs that tell you, okay, that's me. Remember, you asked me for it. So keep your faith strong. I'm still here. I'm still present. Even in times where I feel really alone, and I've really cried out to God, like, ugly cry, been at my knees, and I felt, as soon as I called Him, I felt that warmth on my body. And it's like, you can't tell me the heater went on, or you can't tell me, you know, the sun just hit my back. No, I know He's there with me. I can't see Him, but I feel Him.
I feel Him.
So I don't really need anybody else's, you know, confirmation or validation. It's okay. I've seen everything else He's lined up for me. I'm all right. The same with you.
And that's why you're going to keep flying, because you're flying with Him. Supernatural. That's supernatural. Yeah. And what faith is, something, the substance of unseen. I forgot the whole...
Oh, the definition.
The definition of faith is the definition of something not seen.
To believe in something that's unseen.
Unseen or something. Because, you just... Guys, and I'll make a real confession. As much as I love God, as much as I'm gung-ho and just everything, I've made Him my all, I have not yet studied the Bible. I have not. And that's shame on me. And this is something But I was just praying about this last night at church.
That's
crazy. I was praying. I said, God, please help me to want to study Your Word more. And You... you just inspired me to want to do that.
That's so good.
Because
my mom and my dad, they always try showing me different teachings. And I'm not going to lie. In the beginning, I'm like, Mom, can we watch something else? Can we watch TV or a different program? You know, like sometimes I just want to be off. Mm-hmm. Can I just be off? But I realize when you're off, you're not moving, you're not being fed. And there's so many things and blessings I'm blocking from myself from just not opening myself up to it. So before, I really would fall asleep reading the Bible, and I'm not going
to
lie
about
it.
That's what happens to me all the time.
And then I tell myself, like, no, this is the enemy making me sleepy because mm-hmm. I should be wanting to read this. But I did so many things, like I bought the Amplified version or the New Living Translation and trying to read it. But when it comes to, okay, maybe you should read it from the beginning to the end, it's like, no. I go to the index and I find things in the moment that I feel. Even James and I as a couple, there have been things that we went through. Maybe it was confidence or insecurities about things. And we would look it up in the Bible and read scriptures to each other and maybe even just meditate on that one and talk about it. And say, okay, how does this make us feel? Or God, please just like fill me up with wisdom to understand, or understanding to understand the other person's side. Like sometimes you just need to go back to something. And that's what the Bible's there for. It's for us to go back to it, to actually understand why God is the way he is. And in reality, it's the manual for our lives.
It is. I preach that to my kids.
God is a God of order. We need structure. Think about it. Like even our kids, we need structure. If they don't have discipline, it'd be chaotic. Yeah. They need a time to sleep, a time to wake up, when to eat, you know? Yeah. The same as we do, so.
And that's what the Bible's there for. It's everyone makes it this big, like it's, I don't know what, I mean, it's so scary.
Yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
It's put here for us, like you said, the manual of life. And
it's like actually beautiful.
Your story's in there.
Yes, there's so much poetry in it. Like James, my fiance, he loves poetry. He's his own poet and lyricist.
Wow.
Because he loves to rap and stuff like that. So I know God's going to take him in his own time. But I do feel like there's the way he started to read it was also seeing that there's so many poems that disciples have wrote inside the Bible that you'd kind of be in awe about.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I am overflowing. I know not. I feel like me and Tiffany could stay here till, I mean, we could
midnight.
Do this for hours. So nighttime, we could do lunch, dinner, everything. That's when you know you had an amazing interview and that it was of so much substance that you just don't even want to leave.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we only have a certain amount of time with this. But this is not the first time you're going to see Tiffany. Me and Tiffany are getting ready to do some amazing things. So in the next couple of months, we're speaking this into existence.
Amen.
Amen. That the next time me and Tiffany meet, we're gonna have a lot of stuff to talk about in content. You have to show you guys. I want to start something where I kind of like show videos and captures, so that way you can go to me and Tiffany's either website or YouTube channel to just kind of follow her journey. Because I know this is about me. I mean, this is my podcast, but it's really about Tiffany and what she's getting ready to do for the kingdom of God and for the world. Even ones that, even if you're someone who's listening that's not a believer,
yeah.
Trust me. Follow the things that Tiffany said. Take the time, study one scripture. Trust me. Me and Tiffany's in the Bible. You're in the Bible. It's just about everyday people's lives, the things that they went through, their struggles, and how they made it through, and what made their life whole.
Yeah.
Was by believing. We're on a planet, guys. Come on. We're in the middle of a universe.
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't you believe that there's something supernatural
to
that's guiding us?
Yeah.
That created, like, are we really that lost? So, I mean, and that's the thing that I always come to. Like, how can you be so lost and not believe in something you can't see or touch? We're in the middle of a universe. Don't let all this stuff fool you.
Yeah.
It's all been created by a higher power.
Right.
So
science can't even get to the bottom of certain
things. So when we believe in God and something that we can't see, touch, or feel, we're tapping into that supernatural power and strength.
Yeah.
So that's what me and Tiffany has conquered, and I mean, it's changed our lives, and we're still growing.
We're still learning.
We'll never stop learning until the day we die, but this was an amazing interview. Thank you so much. We have our brother Steven here, which is our partner.
Yes.
His spirit is amazing. You guys got to know, because it's his sister and their brothers and sisters. It came from the same kin, you know, kin phone. So I'm just amazed. God made you. I cannot wait to see what God is getting ready to do with this. I'm excited. I'm 100% behind it. And I know you guys are probably want to know, where can you find Tiffany? So Tiffany, I'm going to let you take over.
Yes, of course. So you can find our website at www.godmade.com. And you can also find us on our Instagram page, God Made You. And that's with the letter U, not Y-O-U.
Yes.
And that's where you can find us. We're starting off from the beginning stages, but that's also the blessing and something so beautiful about it is that you're going to be with us just trying to figure out our way. So we really hope to see you guys supporting us and wanting to see what we're doing. And we're definitely going to have Freedom of Truth on our website as well, because there are a lot of people that need to hear Tashira's message and need to hear what she's doing and how much that she can relate and help them. So it's really just everyone helping each other.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, helping each other, pulling each other up, not pulling
each other down. Exactly.
And that's just... It's not the way. It's not the way of life. It's unfortunately that's the enemy,
yeah,
you know. And it's
brings
sad.
Happiness.
Yeah, it brings them happiness. We're all about positivity here. Even in our darkest days, we still stay positive.
There's
and hopeful
joy.
And
yes.
Joy, exactly, because that's
what we need. To
that's
keep
what we
going
need to keep going. We ain't giving up. We fighters here.
Yeah.
We're gonna lose. We're not losing over here. There's no losers over here. Do you have a email that maybe people, if they wanna, because I believe that you're going to have a lot of questions just about how, because you're inspirational, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I know a lot of people email me just to ask me a lot
that.
Of questions.
Yes.
So do you have an email maybe?
It's
people?
Actually on our website at
oh,
the
is.
Bottom.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have a little section where you can write in your email and it goes straight to me and my brother. So we'll both be answering you personally and in confidence. No one else will see it unless you ask us. Because we're going to have testimonies on there too, because I do believe that's what brings people to realize I'm not the only one.
Yes.
And even our testimonies will be on there. So I think it'll be a great platform for a lot of people and a lot of organizations.
Yay. So see, guys, continue to follow God Made You on their journey. I know for a fact. I know I ain't God or I know everything, but I know when I meet good people and when God is... First of all, anybody that's following God, it's a done deal. They're going to the top. So I'm just making sure. I hate to close. We're in closing, guys, unfortunately, but God Made You. Got the Freedom of Truth stamp because they are authentic and they are the real deal. So, unfortunately, guys, until next time.
Part two.
Tiffany will be Tiffany Huff.
Yeah. My
by baby. Then. She may be Tiffany Huff because she's getting married. Yay! Congratulations on that. That's another journey on its own.
Ooh, yeah.
Marriage is beautiful. Marriage is beautiful. It's work.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
We're going to keep God the center, and that's the only way we could do it.
Yep, exactly. And it's dope. It's dope. You know what I'm saying? It's dope. I'm telling you. And people always ask me, would you ever get married again? Hell
in
yeah,
heartbeat.
I would.
Yes.
In a heartbeat. Exactly.
Yes.
It's love. Marriage is one of the most beautiful things I've ever done in my life, and I'm definitely looking forward to that. So, I don't know how. I do meet a lot of women that just say they'll never do it again. I don't understand that. I really don't. Everything's happened. Mistakes. It's life.
You got hope. That's
yes,
that.
I stay
yes.
with hope. Woo!
Yes.
Tiffany. Yes, guys. So until next week, guys, I have a few more. Not a few. I have a whole bunch of other amazing people that's coming on to the show. And thank you guys for your support. Continue to support Freedom of Truth. I am growing all over the country. I heard I have listeners in Japan, in South Africa, in Brazil. That was last month. I haven't checked the stats, so I'm going to go check the stats. And next time, I'm going to, you know, see who else is listening. But continue to follow me on my journey called life and success. Bye, guys.
Bye.